today.
Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to your calls. That's what the show's about. So let's talk to Steve in Toronto. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve. Toronto Steve going once.
Right.
Hello.
There he is.
Hello there. I'm calling in today to talk about property rights.
All righty. What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, the question I'm about to ask, I have my own answer to, but I feel like it's only semi-adequate, and I thought maybe you guys would have a better answer for me.
Okay, sure.
So I would assume that you would agree that if, and correct me if I'm wrong, though, that if humans were to discover some new island and there were human residents on this island, that it would be morally unjustifiable for those humans to just take the land from those people. Those people own it.
I would say so, yeah.
Right. Whether or not those people even know how to communicate the fact that they own it or not, they're there first, and these new people would have no right to take that land.
Certainly.
So what I'm wondering is why you would say that this does not apply to animals that inhabit land already.
You want to give that one a shot, Mark?
Okay. You know, it's not a question we've ever been asked before. Does this come up for you?
It did the other day. It caught me off guard. I was very surprised. I had to think about it for a long time. And eventually I had my own, like I said, semi-adequate answer, but it didn't fully satisfy me, and I thought maybe you guys would have a better answer.
Well, I guess the reason is that animals don't – the reason – what I would try to come up with on this is that animals don't understand property. They have no understanding whatever of property. They eat the meat off of a bone, then
sure.
do what they want with the bone, then they leave the bone. They may have territory,
yeah.
certainly,
right.
but, you know.
But the rebuttal to that I've been presented with from others is that, so what? Does this mean they should be condemned to death just because they don't understand property rights?
No, I don't think they've been necessarily condemned to death.
I think there's more to it than that. I think not only do they not understand property rights, but it kind of goes back to the conversation we've had in the past about why it is that animals just don't have rights, period.
Right.
Because they just don't have responsibility. And in the animal kingdom, it's kill or be killed for the most part. And so that's part of life as an animal is when you come up against another beast that is in some way superior to you, you either run or the other beast is going to slaughter you. So, humans are clearly more advanced than the rest of the animals on this planet. And so, therefore, we have that, that top of the food chain ability to do those
and
things.
And even if we stopped right now and we didn't take any more land and develop any more land anywhere than wasn't owned by humans, then we would still have more land than we would need for generations to come.
To someone that believes, however, that animals do have rights and that animals are equivalent to humans, none of this will be persuasive, I don't
think.
Well,
you're right, and I guess that leads me to the deeper issue of how can one explain to another that human life is more valuable than animal life? Logically justify it, that is.
Well, it's more valuable? I think they all would agree that it's more valuable.
No, I've met people that disagree with that.
Not the PETA people.
Would they run into if their house is on fire, would they run in to save their pet cat instead of their, 3-month-old child, 4-month-old child?
That's a good
question. The person I spoke to has no children, so.
Well, I would still ask them the question.
Yeah, no, you're
because
right.
Because the answer
right.
to the question will show how fringe and how weird they are.
Sure. But identifying that isolated case doesn't highlight the reason still, I don't think.
The reason?
That human life is more valuable than animal life.
Well, it's more valuable to me, and that's what and that's what counts.
But why?
Why is it more valuable to me?
Yes.
Because I can interact with humans. I can exchange goods and services with humans.
Humans can reason.
You know, I can expect favors from humans in the future. What I can expect from a bear is to be eaten.
Right.
I can do the biggest favor in the world for a bear, and, you know, when the time comes, he would eat me.
Don't get me wrong. I love animals. I mean,
sure, do I.
You know, my kitty cat, Mr. Ravage, is a great kitty, but I am under no delusion that this kitty would not tear my entrails out if he was big enough to do so and hungry
right.
enough.
Two additional points to add to this. One is that the way this came about was the person I was discussing this was trying to convince me that, for the most part, animals in the animal kingdom have figured out a way to live in harmony with one another without sending one another into extinction.
Well, and you see, that he's looking at the big picture that the animals aren't looking at. And the fact is, if you've got your saber-toothed tiger looking at the last dodo bird, the very, very last dodo bird, mm-hmm. he's going to eat it. He's not going to say, oh, well,
you're the last one.
There's extinction here. Yeah. This bird is of value. I, however,
right.
contend that humans, the vast majority of them that I know, certainly, I can't tell you about all of them, certainly humans killed the last dodo bird, but you know, currently, today's modern man, the ones that I know, would not kill the last dodo bird.
Right. No, so, I agree.
So they're, he can't make that argument, factually. Now,
right.
the animals exist in systems where largely they do manage to not drive each other into extinction. But many of your green-friendly ecology types out there, they don't look at the big picture. They worry about man driving a new species to extinction every week or whatever the claim is. And they don't realize that far more species have gone extinct throughout time than we will ever see, than there are on the planet today.
Right, without humans ever having existed.
So this natural world that exists does not prevent species from going to extinction, but in fact has driven far more species to extinction than man, this terrible beast that they believe he is,
right.
Could ever do.
That's an interesting point, and one I'll have to present to the fellow next time. The other point that had come up was, I was trying to present the case, as you just did, that, you know, humans are more technologically advanced, and therefore, you know, we shouldn't be purposely killing every species on the planet, but certainly it gives us, I think, some license to displace animal populations. And his argument back to me was, well, what if an alien species came down to Earth and they were smarter and more technologically advanced than us? Would they be morally justified in displacing us, humans, from our planet?
I would guess the answer to that would be no. Of course, you've got to find this alien species first.
Wait, why wouldn't they? I mean, if that's what we do to the other
right.
species, then why would that not be? I mean, that's what we do to every other animal.
Well,
so
my
why
contention
would they view us as a bunch of cockroaches?
My contention is that the animals don't understand property, don't care about property or anything like that. We, however, do. And I would assume that the alien species, perhaps they don't. They don't have any understanding of property. But
well, maybe they want this property and they consider you so inconsequential as to be nothing more than ants.
Likely they would. And
similarly,
I think about it, doesn't make
yeah,
me
it
anything.
Won't make a difference.
a lion doesn't understand property rights, but certainly doesn't want his or her home taken away.
No, likely he doesn't. He doesn't want the space that he's used to hunting on taken from him.
Right. Just as we would not want that if aliens came to us. But
right, and there would be nothing we could do beyond just perish at their evil, evil hands.
Right.
It would be
well,
our time.
So if we're going to regard that as evil, then parallelly, if that's a word. Are we to regard ourselves as evil for doing a similar thing to animals?
I don't know. I think that now we're getting into an interesting area, and I think that what we're doing is for the best for our species, and so therefore it's not evil from the animals' perspective. If they understood what evil was, it might be considered that. And similarly, we may consider that what the aliens would do to us evil, but the aliens may say this is what's best for our species. We need to expand to this other planet, and we need to wipe out these ants. So I think it's all subjective. Thanks, Steve, for the call. 800-259-9231. Good questions, though. I like challenging thoughts.
Wow.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kim Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, they're free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And are you thinking about starting a business? Well, a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks. Use the code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. As we continue here, again, your calls are primary if you make them, 800-259-9231. And here is a story I mentioned a few days back. I think I mentioned it. Maybe I told you off the air. I don't know. It's about old Joe Arpaio, the most notorious, infamous sheriff in America.
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, he is just a real scumbag. And in case you've never heard of Sheriff Joe before, this is a guy who is probably... Rumor has it he's one of the more corrupt sheriffs in America as well, but there's nothing really that you can officially say about that because no one's caught him doing anything. But we do know that he treats his prisoners like absolute garbage. And there's this tent city that he has set up, and this guy is down in Arizona, by the way, so things get kind of hot during the daytime in tent city.
Like 120.
And so we're going to give you a story here in a few moments about one man's experience in Joe Arpaio's prison, in his jail.
Okay.
And so basically he smuggled out some blog entries that have now made it to the internet, and we'll tell you what that's been like for him. But first we go to your calls. Tim in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
It's Kenneth, but that's okay.
Oh, it's Ken?
Kenneth, yeah.
Kenneth, gotcha.
Anyway, I was in a slightly altered state when I was listening to a podcast from a few days ago, and it occurred to me, you were talking about democracy and, you know, all the things we know about democracy, about how it doesn't work and about how government doesn't work, and it occurred to me that they don't work for two reasons. First of all, government doesn't work because it's monopoly force, and it doesn't matter what kind of government you got, it's monopoly force, right? But
Certainly. Secondly,
the other reason why it doesn't work is because of democracy itself. I would like to suggest that democracy is attaching force to the argumentum ad populum. And we all know that the argumentum ad populum, the idea that, well, everybody thinks this is the way it is, if you apply that to force and law, you get bad law by nature.
Right. That's a good point. Argumentum ad populum is a logical fallacy that suggests that just because something is popular, therefore it is true.
Right.
And that's not true.
If we took a vote, if you asked everybody in America whether, you know, what flavor of ice cream we should sell, should we get rid of all the other flavors of ice cream and we'll sell one flavor because it's the best.
What's the best flavor? Yeah.
Because people have, in fact, you know, decided that it's the best, and we'll get rid of the rest of them because we don't need them. They're not the best. You'd come up likely with vanilla.
I would vote for, you know, can I vote for mint chocolate chip and Oreo combined, like the mint Oreo kind of?
You can vote for whatever you'd like.
I don't know if that is officially an ice cream flavor.
I think you should make it as obscure as possible. That way your vote doesn't count. I would vote for raspberry.
Okay. And your vote, Kenneth? Ice cream?
Oh, I'd probably have to go for... chocolate chip, cookie, crunch, whatever it is.
We can't even
like
find a majority
dough?
On. We can't
cookie
even find
dough,
a majority on this. I mean, this is awful.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm with you. It's a great point. What other thoughts do you have for us?
Oh, that was it.
Very good, Kenneth. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. JC is on the line in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JC.
Libertations, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you. I did a Paula, and I went to California and talked to the governor. And I told him that Free Talk Live was only in third place on Podcast Alley. And you know what he said?
Get out of here. Get out of here.
He couldn't believe it. Or was he telling you to get out of his office?
It was actually get out of his office.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, gotcha.
But Free Talk Live is 32 votes behind first place.
That's not too shabby. You're still closing the ranks there, and we still need your vote. If you haven't done it in the month of August, please go to vote.freetalklive.com.
I don't know why we can't get into the first place.
I feel bad begging.
First place before the 10th. It just doesn't seem to happen. For whatever reason, the rest of these shows can get us out of the gate. We have so many more people that are listening, and we just, no.
I guess most of our listeners just aren't activists enough.
Votes to get us away from fourth place. That's all it takes to sink back down to fourth.
Yikes.
Close.
JC, thanks for the update. Do you have anything else to talk about?
That's all. Have a good
Appreciate
one.
Appreciate it, dude. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Voting does mean a lot to us, and it only takes you a moment. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, as he is known. Here's the story from Mother Jones. By the time the feds caught up with former stockbroker Sean Atwood in 2002, the big-eared Brit hardly seemed like the drug kingpin they were after. He was living in a cramped apartment in Scottsdale, Arizona, with his fiancée, Claudia. He spent most days trading stocks online from his home office and hitting the gym. English Sean, as Atwood was known in law enforcement circles, was supposed to be the mastermind of Phoenix's largest drug syndicate, dubbed the Evil Empire. It single-handedly sustained Phoenix's booming rave scene. Homebody or not, a wire picked up Atwood discussing shipments of ecstasy, methamphetamines, LSD, marijuana, and cocaine, and then the DEA knocked his door in. For the next 5.5 years, Sean Atwood inhabited Sheriff Joe Arpaio's notorious jail and the
Five years?
Yep. In the sweltering prisons of central Arizona.
Usually, the reason that is bizarre is because in most cases, my understanding is that the county jails are for people that have yet to be sentenced and for people that have gotten less. What do they call that?
Well, it says he inhabited Arpaio's jail and sweltering prisons of Arizona.
Okay.
So he's been in both. And like many prisoners, he broke out in bed sores and hives, made friends with transsexuals, and evaded the wrath of the Aryan Brotherhood. But while he did time in maximum security under the self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America, Atwood also did something most prisoners can't. He took his father's suggestion and started blogging covertly about his daily life. At first, Atwood's aunt was the blog smuggler. When she visited him at the Madison Street jail, he handed her a scrap of paper tucked into a stack of legal documents, his first blog post. Once home, she transcribed the post and emailed it to his father, Derek, in England. A few days later, Derek activated John's jail journal on Blogspot, and there he posted his son's first blog entry from prison. Its title, Deep S. It began, "We have had no running water for 3 days." Now, this is in the jail. This is not in Tent City, and I could imagine that Tent City is worse than the jail, but I'm just speculating. But let me give you what the jail situation was like. Okay, no running water for 3 days. The toilets in our cells are full of feces and urine.
God.
On the second day of the On the second day of the water outage, I knew we were in trouble when the mound in our steel throne peaked above sea level. Now, Mark, you spent 9 years in prison. Did you ever experience that?
If a toilet was broken, they fixed it. I mean, I'm sure we had some, we had some ugly toilet situations.
Yeah.
But nothing like this.
This is just the beginning. We'll continue some of his blog entries here in a moment from the inside of Joe Arpaio's jail. This scum-sucking sheriff, probably one of the most corrupt and awful and violent men in the nation. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, yeah. He says, what am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do. I said, Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob? He said, eFoodsDirect.com. I said, yep, call him at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, and so enjoy all those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website going back for an entire year. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. And a little update on the Tad Galahad series. I guess a new chapter will be coming out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
It's, you know, the author it's, has his line of work gets rather busy this time of year, so he's been kind of stuck on Chapter 6. But Chapter 7 is coming soon. Don't worry.
Well, what do you want for free, right? You got to be patient for this stuff. He's releasing these free to the internet.
Yeah.
So, patience. All right. Anyway, 800-259-9231. As we continue the chapters of John's Jail Journal here from Mother Jones, where David Gell's reporting on a man that was arrested for drug dealing and put into the prison system there in Arizona. He spent time, though, not just in prison, but also in old Sheriff Joe Arpaio's notorious jail. And he began smuggling out blog entries to his aunt, who was coming to visit him, and she then transcribed them, and his father in London put them on the internet for all of us to know what exactly goes on inside this man's jail, or at least a portion of what goes on. He started out by telling us that there was no running water for 3 days, and the feces piled up so high in their toilet that it peaked above sea level. Then, in another entry, He says the temperature outside is currently 114 degrees. The trickle of air into our cells feels like hot air blowing from a hairdryer. We're soaked in sweat all day and night.
Wow.
Between the sweat trickling down my body and the cockroaches tickling my limbs, it's impossible to sleep properly. Last night, while sleeping on my side, my ear filled up with sweat, and when I moved my head, the sweat poured out onto my face. I woke up startled. It felt like someone was touching my cheek. Soon enough, The Guardian excerpted John's jail journal, and shortly after that, the BBC did a story on Atwood. Suddenly, the blog was getting 10,000 hits a month. In time, John's jail journal became more than just a way for Atwood to vent about prison conditions. Derek put up a wish list for Atwood on Amazon.com, and soon strangers were sending Atwood hundreds of books. It got to the point that so many books were coming in, we had to take the Amazon wish list down, said Derek. In turn, Atwood donated them to the prison library. He said, I'd never really read fiction, but that changed. I had a John Updike phase, a Bret Easton Ellis phase. I read all of McCrammy, all of Vonnegut, and Tom Wolfe. Shortly before his release, he read a biography of some Russian novelist imprisoned, Solzhenitsyn, actually.
Solzhenitsyn.
Imprisoned for 8 years for criticizing Stalin. Solzhenitsyn chronicled life in the grim labor camps of Kazakhstan. His writings exposed the gulag, and in 1970 he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Atwood, sweating in Arizona, took heart with this entry. He wrote, I've just finished reading a Solzhenitsyn bio that I started 2 days ago and couldn't put down. It's as if fate has stepped in just before my release and strengthened my commitment to making a go of writing. My suffering can't compare with what Solzhenitsyn had to endure, yet he rose from prison to spearhead the literary elite of Russia. Death called on him so many times, on the front fighting the Nazis in Russian prisons, and then in the form of cancer. Reading about the odds he overcame has inspired me. And then, let's see, Atwood's most meaningful relationships, however, were ultimately not with books, but with his fellow inmates. This, too, was reflected in his journal. Regular readers of the blog came to know a dubious cast of characters that included Xena, a 6'5" she-male, two Tonys, an Irish-Italian murderer serving multiple life sentences, and Frankie, an alleged Mexican mafia contract killer. He writes that Frankie is the source of most of the hullabaloo in our pod. He's a recent arrival from the jail's infirmary. Last month, Frankie was calmly playing cards in a maximum security pod when an 8-inch shank was suddenly plunged into the back of his neck.
Wow.
Unfazed, he extracted the shank and was about to return the gesture when the newly arriving guards pepper-sprayed him, causing him temporary blindness. The hit on the hitman had failed, and Frankie was dragged from the pod in front of amazed onlookers with blood spurting from the wound. He was consequently promoted to our pod, a super maximum area where inmates are confined to tiny two-man cells for 23 hours every day. How long were you locked up per day?
Per day?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you call locked up. The door to our pod, which housed 20 men, was locked at night from, you know, 10 till 6 or so. And then during count times, which seemed innumerable during the day, but the door to my room, I had the key to.
Sometimes he says, I feel like I'm in a Kafka novel. In recent years, other prisoners have been used or have used written correspondence to post profiles on MySpace, but John's Jail Journal is one of the few verifiable prison blogs online and by far the most popular. John's Jail Journal has attracted nearly 500,000 readers in the last 3 years. Many readers comment on the blog posts, and Atwood's father says his email address book now has more than 4,000 entries from people who've contacted his son. These relationships have helped him feel connected to life beyond the prison walls. He says people write to me from Singapore, New Zealand, the Netherlands, China, and Siberia. I write up to 50 people a month, and all of those people have come about as a result of the blog. They can see that I've transformed the negative into the positive. After nearly 3,000 days and hundreds of blog posts, Atwood was released last year. He's still writing, and his literary ambitions don't end with his blog, but until someone picks up his book, he posts notes from bloggers still behind bars. So look for that online when you get a chance, John's Jail Journal, to get a little bit more inside of what happened to John while he was in the prison. Or
I can only
jail.
Imagine how extensive that blog must be from all that time in jail.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they even allowed it to happen. I expected to hear repercussions coming.
Yeah, I did too, and I'm actually kind of surprised at that as well. Maybe, who knows, maybe the word just didn't reach the sheriff. It's possible.
Quite possible. It's a big, big internet.
Yeah. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. On this program, we talk about how non-cooperation, or at least I talk about how non-cooperation is what I think is going to be the solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. Or it'll end up, you know, it'll end up with us all in gulags as well. But I tend to be positive about these things, so I think that things will be good when people non-cooperate. I think it will work out. I think it'll show the government for what it really is, and that is nothing more than a band of a gang writ large, as I think, I forget who it was, what liberty-oriented author is known for saying that, Rothbard, perhaps?
I don't know.
But that's the point of non-cooperation, as Gandhi showed the world, that you force the government into one of two places. They either crack down and they make themselves look like a gang of thugs, or they ignore you, and then you just get to live free. So we're hoping to put some of the government people into those positions more and more often into the future, but it's always nice to see people who are doing it right now, like Westgate Tabernacle Church in Palm County, Palm Beach County, down in Florida. Now, you don't normally expect a church to be the kind of organization to challenge the state.
Not Protestant ones, at least.
But these guys are. In fact, they're facing off against Palm Beach County code enforcement. Now, the church that opens its doors, and this is according to SunSentinel.com, the church that opens its doors to all as a shelter as well as a place of worship is defying a county order to take down a tent on its property where homeless people sleep. The citation, which says the church west of West Palm Beach is violating county building codes, said that Westgate needed to take down the tent by Monday. Code enforcement officials will send the case to a special master who will decide if the citation should be enforced with a fine of up to $1,000 a day if the tent remains. However, Westgate's leader, Bishop Avis Hill, said he put the 40 by 60 foot tent up because the number of homeless people who've turned to the church for shelter has grown too large. In the few weeks since the tent was put up, as many as 55 men have been sleeping inside the tent, and he said that women of all ages and men over 55 are also sleeping inside the church buildings. So they ran out of room indoors, and so they put up this huge tent, and they're allowing people to stay there. Now, Mark, I understand that you don't really like the homeless very much.
Not very fond of them. I must say that they, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're, you know, they hang out in front of businesses. And as a matter of fact, you and I were in scenic Brattleboro.
Yes.
The other day, and there was a gentleman, I don't know who he was, that had just purchased a $5 pack of cigarettes and then stood outside the door and asked people for $3 so that he could get to some other town.
Yeah.
Hey, I need $3 to catch the bus to the next town around or whatever. He just spent $5 on cigarettes.
Right. And he had the gall to stand there smoking the cigarette, too.
Yeah.
While he was panhandling people. But let's continue here, because these guys are giving the homeless a place to stay, and the government wants to shut them down. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went in for on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site there, free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to join the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $3 a month. That's all we ask you for. And what we do is we take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country and spreading the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only chat room, forum, toll-free AMP-only call-in lines, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a story out of Palm Beach County down in Florida. Westgate Tabernacle Church is just saying no to the government's demands. Government bureaucrats there demanding that they take a tent down by apparently this past Monday, and that if they don't take the tent down, they'll be fined up to $1,000 a day for every single day the tent remains. And the bishop there at the church, Avis Hill, he's not repentant whatsoever. He says, we've got people that need somewhere to stay, and we're going to keep this tent up and allow them to stay here. He says, my plans are to leave this tent up until there's no longer a need for it. And that means I'll leave it up until the county builds a shelter or Jesus comes. At the rate they're going, Jesus will come first. Hill said he understands the county's position that the church isn't zoned for a large tent where people can sleep. He offered to move the tent to any land the county will provide for Westgate to provide food and shelter for the homeless. The problem is tents aren't allowed for sleeping purposes, said the zoning bureaucrat, director of Palm Beach County Code Enforcement.
So you can have like one of those party tents that doesn't have sides to it or something like that, but when you're talking about a little poke tent, which is meant for sleeping, they don't allow that?
Well, this is a big tent. This is a 40 by 60 foot tent. This is big. And they've got like a bunch of people, as many as 55 men actually sleeping in the tent at night. So the bureaucrat says it's not a permitted use in any of the zoning districts. We are looking to enforce the codes and make sure what facilities are being provided are safe. And in our opinion, allowing people to sleep in a tent in this fashion is not a safe thing to do.
So where should they sleep?
I guess on the streets, bus stops and stuff like that, you know, where homeless people tend, in the woods, places like that.
Yeah, I can't say that, and by the way, it's not the homeless that I dislike, it's panhandlers that bother me the very, very most.
But and they're then, the most visible, right?
Right. And then the people that sort of wander around looking dirty and disheveled, that hang out on park benches and those kind of things.
Yeah.
Those people bother me the next. But
I remember walking to work one morning when I was working in downtown Sarasota, Florida, and seeing a guy just sprawled out on the pavement. He was just laying there on the pavement all night sleeping, I guess.
I guess. A lot of them, I would say the vast majority of them don't do that. That what they do is they go find more, secluded areas. They can sleep the entire night through without getting bothered by some police officer, and then they find things to do during the day.
Right. I figured the guy had to be pretty effed up to do what he had done, to just lay down right there on the sidewalk.
I can't imagine. I mean, it's not my lifestyle. I have no idea what that's like. But, as far as I'm concerned with this church... I imagine the church to be in some sort of neighborhood. I've seen a lot of churches that are sort of in these neighborhood areas, and I can't say that I would like it if the church was doing this next door to my house, and if the bums were coming over to my house and doing something, that would really bother me, like to the point that I'd be going to talk to the people at the church. Look, hey, they're peeing on the side of my house, or they've stolen some stuff, whatever. And you get that many homeless guys, and you're going to get some stuff stolen now and then.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like, at least the article doesn't suggest that anyone besides the zoning bureaucrats have complained.
The city's position is ludicrous. It's not safe. Come on. These guys would be sleeping on the street otherwise. It's not safe for them to sleep in a tent together
out
of the rain.
And they can make their own choices for themselves. Thanks very much, zoning bureaucrat. But as an adult, I can decide for myself where I want to put my body at night. And if I choose to, put myself under this flammable tent at night, then that's my choice. And I should be free to make those choices.
Yeah, and the other piece of freedom that's lost here for every other individual is in the enforcement of this, that tents aren't for sleeping. That means that I can't take my little tent and my son when we're old enough to care to do this. I mean, 4 months doesn't seem like a really good idea. Mm-hmm. But at some point, I imagine my son and I getting a tent and going out in the woods and building a little fire and talking and going to sleep under the stars and that kind of thing.
I don't think anyone would have a problem with that.
It's according to the rules that they're saying here that you can't do that.
Well, I'm sure there's some sort of exemption for little tents for, dad and son to go out and have a camping
trip. Not according
to
the explanation I've heard here.
Well, they're just pulling something out of their butt,
right? And that's what they're doing. And then what you have is arbitrary enforcement of rules.
Of course.
I don't believe in arbitrary enforcement of rules.
That's what the government does. Anyway, the confrontation, interestingly enough, is not the first for the church, which is the only place in the county where a person can walk in off the street and seek shelter for the same night. An ongoing court battle is continuing between Westgate and the county over code violations for several years. So far, the county says Westgate has racked up tens of thousands of dollars in fines, and Hill contends that the county is simply trying to shut him down. I wonder why they haven't done that yet. Is the county concerned about how it'll look if they go in and kick an old pastor out of his church?
I suspect that's exactly what they're concerned with.
Right. So this is, again, going back to what I was talking about, where non-cooperation forces the government into a position. The government would really like for this guy to come in there and negotiate with them.
Yeah.
They'd really like for him to come in and say, okay, guys, I'll pay, how about I pay you 50% of the fines? All right, fine. We'll make it go away for 50%. Because this is money. It's found money for them. They wouldn't have had the money otherwise. This is why we see the government when they, for instance, went after Sam, our friend down in Texas, with a fine. They were willing to cut that fine down and reduce it simply to get you to pay something. So I'm sure they would love it for these guys to pay something and obey their diktat.
Right, and the fine has nothing to do with anyone at all. The fine goes to the city, and they spend it on whatever the hell they want to spend it on. If there's anyone harmed in this circumstance, it's the people that live nearby to this church who maybe have to deal with a truckload of homeless people on a regular basis, or even have to look at the 10 or they can claim these kind of bothers. Those people won't get anything.
Inside the tent, Patrick Charles, who's 21, said his mom kicked him out 2 weeks ago because she didn't believe he was really looking for a job. Since then, he spent most of his days filling out job applications and most of his nights at Westgate. The tent isn't that comfortable, he said. There are mosquitoes, and he sleeps on a bedroll and on boards on the ground. A lot of people don't have a place to go, he said, and right now it's hard. People would rather sleep in a tent than behind a dumpster. It's safe here.
Yeah,
that's good enough for me.
Right, they're not going to get hurt by somebody out on the street.
They could get hurt by another homeless guy. You never know.
They could, but at the very least, they have the protection of people that understand their particular circumstances.
Sure, and their people are around at all times, and also, I don't know what the church's program is like, but I presume they have some sort of program. I mean, they're not just letting people stay forever. They're probably consulting with them. They're probably encouraging them to get out and get jobs, and at least that's the impression that I've gotten from many of these organizations that are out there providing services.
Many
like
organizations
this.
Do that. We don't know that, it's not mentioned in here, just like the, bothers right. to the neighbors aren't mentioned.
Right.
So I don't think we can jump to any conclusions. I would hope that they're offering those kind of things to people. But, my guess is that if they're doing it for the love of Jesus, that they're probably not bothering to check and see if these guys are actually going to get homes. Just a guess.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark, because as a charity, you want to make sure that your charitable dollars are being the most effective they can possibly be. I know that if I were doing this tent, I would be consulting with these guys. You know, I'd check in with them and make sure that they were doing something besides just kind of
mooching. That's what the Salvation
resources.
Army would do.
Exactly.
The Salvation Army is an organization for homeless people. I don't know that that's the case.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The pastor says, our contention is we're not a business but a church, and under the Constitution, we've certain rights to worship the Lord under the dictates of our heart. The purpose of the church is to help people who are hurting. And I just have to say, congratulations to this guy, this bishop, whoever he is, Pastor Hill or Bishop Hill. I mean, because this is pretty ballsy. This is pretty courageous to stand up in the face of these scary county thugs who are threatening him with $1,000 a day in fines for this, who has done this in the past, and he's a shining example of non-cooperation with the state. And I just wish more people would do this. If more people would take this this sort of position and not cooperate, then we'd have tremendous results in such a fast manner, it would be mind-boggling.
Well, with the church, it's even a little bit easier because, Pastor Luke there, what's his name? He doesn't have anything to lose in the sense of, the most direct sense.
It's not like an investment,
It's not his house.
That much is true. There were some activists here in New Hampshire that were looking at buying a church that was for sale and letting people live in it, which probably would be a zoning violation. It's probably against the law to live in a church building if that's not what it's zoned for. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?